T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, boy, our day kind of turned a little bit with that little bit of news. In case you missed it a little bit earlier, I am reporting. The Bills have restructured Tre'Davious White's contract to create $2.5 million in cap space. They were down to a league low $332,000 before this move, which would not be enough to get them through the rest of the season, period. Doesn't matter. I don't care what free agent is out there that people think they might sign, Odell Beckham Jr. or anybody else. You can't go into the rest of the season the last, 6 weeks or so with $332,000. Replacement costs, injuries, when guys get signed, when guys get elevated, things like that, cost you money. Somebody gets hurt, you got to replace that person. So they did this. But let the speculation begin, Joe. Von Miller did say on his Twitch stream and his podcast that Odell is visiting this weekend. So we'll see if that happens and what happens from that. It does obviously give them room to do that if they want to add him to the team. I don't know. How do you think this looks? What's the fit here? And, what are you looking at as far as Odell?
I still think it fits. It still lacks a lot of downside in theory. It depends what the contract looks like and what protections the Bills could work in there. But in theory, it's not a lot of downside because you already don't have him. And if he comes in and he doesn't look healthy, you just don't have to play him. Or if he gets hurt again, he just goes on IR, and you're back to your starting point anyway. But the upside would be he's so talented that he is far and away the best idea that you could have as a number two target in this offense for an offense that really has not had anybody step up and take the reins of being the number two target behind Stephon Diggs. And by the way, we saw this happen last year with the team that won the Super Bowl. So for me, that's the upside. And he's versatile. He can play in the slot. He can play on the outside. He can win down the field. So I get that there is question marks, of course, uncertainty with that knee on a second torn ACL. And it might not happen that he comes in here and is an upgrade. But I guess, Sal, my thing has always just been I don't really see a lot of downside to the Bills doing it.
Yeah, we'll see if the Bills feel that's the move that they need to make. I think are looking for some answer to help them out as far as weapons are concerned. We saw them trade for Nyheim Hines. We saw them activate, or at least start the window, I should say, for Marquez Stevenson. They've been in this mode to try and help out, get a little bit more from their pass catchers, get a little bit more from their weapons. So maybe that's the move this weekend. They do have a little bit more money if they want to do it. But again, just want to reiterate, they did restructure Tre'Davious White's contract. That is happening, according to a league source that's told me. But that was going to happen regardless of the Odell situation because there's no way they could get to the end of the year with only $332,000 of cap space. By the way, the lowest in the league. Every other team had more than that going into today. Matt Bove, Channel 7, WKBW-TV sports director. They're carrying the game locally tomorrow while Amazon is also carrying it on Amazon Prime. And, of course, he is the co-host with me on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. We'll talk Sabres as well as Bills with Matt on the other side on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.